firm up what we are going to do and be sure that we have everything covered so that we don't leave any important steps out. I don't mean a formal retrospective, but I want to come into the high spots, what we ought to do with ourselves. Everything starts with one thing that you cannot avoid. If you avoid it, you don't have a beginning. And this is the hardest part of it. You've got to start with a spiritual body. And that means not the body you're in. Unless you are fortunate and have attained a measure of the spiritual body. But the entire demonstration of eternal life depends upon your reaching an understanding of your spiritual body. And it's a glorious opportunity. Stakes are high. Now we have to figure out how we're going to get to know our spiritual body. We have to really seriously work out a program. I know when I start to work on my spiritual body, I don't see anything, I don't feel anything, I don't know what's happening. I just hope that I've worked on it. Well, those days pass, and then something else happens, and something else happens. You've got to go through the hard parts at the beginning in order to get to the easier parts in the middle. I'm trying to impress upon you the fact that we can't start soon enough. And I've laid out a plan for myself. And it goes something like this. You've got to spend, and you'll change it as you go. You'll increase it. You've got to spend an hour a day on it. Every day of your life, you've got to spend at least an hour on building your spiritual body. Now, if you were trying to build a set of muscles, you'd go to the gym probably, and you'd get those medals, and you'd start wiggling and get them up here and all that. Now you've got to build spiritual muscles, and you've just got to do it. You can't go to a gym, there isn't any. You've got to work out a program. And my idea is that the earlier in the day you do it, it's better. But I don't say you must. You've got to give an hour a day to abiding. Now, that's the secret place of the Most High, by the way. We've all wondered and looked and guessed and felt. The secret place of the Most High is your spiritual body. And now it's not a secret place to us. You've got to be in it 1 hour a day. If you're ambitious enough, you can sit there all day and get into it. Just dwell on that particular point. Now, when you spend an hour a day, you find that strength comes from somewhere. You don't know. But it comes, and the hour a day is spent in ascertaining what is my spiritual body, where is it, how does it work, is it perfect as they say? That means, what will it do if it's perfect? Well, when you get through all of this stuff, you get down to what it is for. It's the only body you have, and that's it. You have no other body. I don't care if you're a mother with a child, or if you're a newcomer, or if you've had many years of experience. The only body you have on this earth is a spiritual body. Before you leave the earth, If you don't find your spiritual buddy, you'll have that job next time, and the next time, and the next time. You're going to be on the earth, on and off, until you have your spiritual buddy. It should be clear that you can't go beyond that point to progress. So if you're trying to learn spirit, you're trying to be the one individual that you will know in your life, perhaps, who has the feeling and the understanding and the experience of Christhood, it's just an automatic thing that you have a spiritual body. So get to know it every single day. If you have to get up at 4 o'clock, which is difficult for some people, and it's difficult for you until you start doing it, until you have a motive. I'd get up at 6 or 7. When I had to get up at 6, at 5, I found a motive and got up at 5. Sometimes you have to find a motive to get up at 4. You've got to spend an hour with this physical body now, this spiritual body, and you may find that it's better for you, I can't say. You have to maybe divide it into 2 half-hour periods, one in the morning, one at night. Just do what you feel you've got to do until you get a rhythm, and then before you know it, you'll know more than most people in the world. You quietly know that you see me, but that's not seeing the real me. I'm a spiritual person with a spiritual body. And you'll get that feel. Now this is it's new on the earth. Man and woman and of yesterday go on with their way of living, and but you've come into an understanding that there is such a thing. It's your body, and a year from now, if you're not learning that the spiritual body is you, and if you haven't had experiences with it, and it hasn't moved you in this way and that way, you might as well go out of studying spiritual living, because it's the basis of spiritual living. It's the without it, there's nothing. Although just a lot of words, and but with it, you're into the miracle. And the miracle will follow you. Have no doubt about it. All they need is your spiritual body, and they will. So that's what you're going to do, I hope. And I would start as quickly as possible. I don't know if you want to wait till you get home, but we'll presume you're waiting till you get home, unless think of what we're going to do. So then, Tuesday morning, you'd be up at 6, 5, depending on when you report to work or whatever it makes it possible for you to be up that early without disturbing someone else. And now you're sitting there and you're thinking, now, this is my first minute in which I'm going to practice my spiritual body. What is it? Well, the spiritual body is an invisible body that every individual has, although most people don't know it. Then, the spiritual body is what we need to progress to the kingdom of God. Nobody knows it, except those students who have lived through the understanding. So I've got to get into a spiritual body, and I have another problem there. I've got this material body. I can't support 2 of them. How will I get to think of my material body when I have to hurry up for a train, or I have another assignment in the physical world, what will I do? Just forget I have a spiritual body? Well, you'll have to work it out. That's your problem. How are you going to do it? No one can tell you what to do. But one thing is certain, you want to know that you're in a spiritual body, and when other people around you wonder what are you doing and where you're going and so forth, you can't talk about your spiritual body. The reason is that, I'm not saying they'll lock you up, but you let the air out of the bag. You sort of lose the ability, and you have people suggest to you things, and well, if that's what you're doing, I'd like to get an idea in and all that. Nobody can give you any ideas about the spiritual body. It's your own experience that you have to go by. Oh, if you're lucky, you'll have a friend who's in spirit who wants to go with you, and you'll have two of you. That sounds advisable to me, because it helps to have a companion on the way, because they have ideas and you have ideas, and you'll suggest things and he'll suggest or she'll suggest. I think that's a great way to do it. In fact, it's probably the best way, because it's pretty hard to work alone. You don't have the mentality to take care of the changes that have to come up. And it's nicer to have someone around who can supply some of the thought ammunition that you need. I'd like to get into it now. I'd like you to feel comfortable. The spiritual body, of course, is not going to always be right where you're sitting, because the size of it is infinite. So if you bring it back to a little local spot where I am, you're really talking about a local spiritual body, and there is no such thing. It's infinite. And later you'll reap the advantages of its infinity. Now, what are the qualities of the spiritual body? What can I depend upon? First of all, it doesn't get sick. Now, I get sick, and I have a spiritual body, and I get sick, and now I've got a problem. I can't be sick in the spiritual body, so I must be sick in the material body. What do I do if it gets too serious, and I've got to work on it, consider it? It would impede your progress. So you'll try to do things that won't get you sick. If you're on a drinking party with people, you beg off. You can't afford to jeopardize the spiritual body. You can't afford to do anything that would jeopardize it. You got to take care of yourself and be well enough so that you can work on it. Now, there will be times when spirit has a way of getting to you and supplying what is needed. And if spirit thinks that you'd do well if you had a healing of somebody, spirit will arrange to have that person knock on your door. And they'll have some problem, and you'll be saying to yourself, well, I'm not a healer, but I know now that I have a spiritual body, and I know that everybody has, including this person who's come to me with a problem. So the step number one would be in the healing. He can't have a spiritual body and a material body. And if he hasn't got a material body, how can he have a material problem? So that's a thought element. he's thinking, or she's thinking, that she has a problem, because she's thinking that she has a material body. So you've got a healing on your hands. And it's good to heal someone who's thinking that, because when you heal them, you find that they have a spiritual body. That's good for you to know. You want to get that early. Take every opportunity you can to claim the spiritual body for your friend. But you can't tell her about it if she's not into work. So your claims will be inside yourself. Unless, of course, she's a biblical student, and you can say, where's the secret place of the Most High? And she'd say, well, probably in maybe the brain. You explain it isn't in the brain. Or maybe then somewhere else and somewhere else. She'll go on feeling around for an answer, but she'll never get it until she comes to her spiritual body. And when she learns that that's the secret place of the Most High, she'll start looking up everything in the Bible about the secret place of the Most High. And you'll find perhaps that people will warm up to the idea of religion, or at least what they think is religion, when you start teaching them that there is a secret place of the Most High, and they have it, and here's what it is, and the only way you'll ever learn it is to have the experience of it. That's how someone will get it. You'll get it. You work at it. It'll, every way you can. I suppose I'd be curious about getting into my family and in my child. I'd say to him, how do you feel today? And want to try something with me? I'd try and experiment with him and see if he feels better. Some way or other, I'd want to get this physical body known, and I wouldn't be talking about it. I'd just be talking about experiences with it. I won't be saying it. This is a spiritual body, and you don't have another. That's just for you. You know it, but they don't. And you can't give them this information because it'll confuse them. And you'll get to it later. There's time for it. When you show the fruits of it, there's plenty of time to explain, well, the reason I feel well and I get over my illnesses very quickly is because I've learned about another body. That's what you hold it off for, when you can give him proof. Nothing works like proof. Nothing. All right. So here we are with it, still working on a problem, getting into our spiritual body. Now, if two or three of you meet to meditate, that's your project. Until one says, I felt something different. I don't know what it is I felt, but it was different. And I don't know where I felt it. Something in me felt this something different. I like it. Feels good. So you try it, and eventually you'll locate what you felt different. It'll start like that. Now, you've got to be patient, because you're going to find many moments when nothing happens. You just try this one and that one, and everything you try, it doesn't make sense. You're just not getting anywhere. Now, there will be those moments, and I'm afraid there'll be many of those at the beginning. Now, your ability to meditate is going to play an important role. You've got to learn that when I am not still in my mind, I'm not meditating. I can't think of a lot of things and meditate at the same time. Now, you've got to get still in your mind, and there's got to be something coming to your attention that enables you to feel the spiritual body is something you feel, you know about. You're doing it yourself or in a group or a class, a few people in the class who privately you know, and when one of you gets it, you can shout hallelujah, and she'll tell you, and he'll tell you, what it is he got. And you'll have to make these difficult starts. Now, mind you, a year from now, if you're even a little bit further ahead, but a year from now, you could well know that the thing you started to do in 1993 to become acquainted with your spiritual body, by 1994 you had some idea of what it amounted to. Now this is new. It's so new that most of the world doesn't know about it. And you can't do anything except experiment. By the time we meet, maybe in Chicago, if you're there, we'll have some ideas about what we're doing, how we're doing it. I know I'll be getting something out about it as I can find the way to enter it. Now let's go to more advanced students who aren't beginners. What do we know about spiritual bodies? Every time you meditate for another fellow and you achieve some kind of an emptying out of yourself and he benefits by it, chances are that you have touched your spiritual body and his. When he says, that problem left me, I just feel better again, that's a chance for you to find out, now what did I do that made him feel better? When did I recognize that he was spirit? How did I recognize it? And also, what did I do in myself to see that I was spirit, and how did I recognize it? Now, the reason these are problems that are difficult to go through at first is that we don't have words to cover it. We don't have experiences to cover it. It's a new thing. Oh, you may have had your first spiritual experience 40 years ago. But you never thought of it as in my new body. You just said, I got a little spirit. And when you had other spiritual experiences, you thought of yourself as pretty good at being spirit. But how many people have realized that they were in their spiritual body when they realized spirit? Now we're finding it out. And I, for one, would meditate for someone every day, two, three, or whatever happens. And I check the results very carefully. And when they showed that they had received some spiritual help, I'd want to know. I'd have an accurate idea of what happened on the case. So I'd retrace my steps. And I'd find the place where something happened in me. And then I'd say to myself, now, if I can isolate this important spot and duplicate it by going inside and know what I'm looking for, and then I'd get to help another one. Finally, something would tell me that you're moving correctly. That stands to reason we'll all come into that eventually. And when we're moving correctly, we get rid of the other mind, which is our usual mind, and the one that gets us into all kinds of trouble. Finally, you may see in various movements, there's someone in the presence of the master who's not looking at the master, and everybody's meditating, but this fellow, for some reason, he's apart from everybody. You don't know why. He's working hard at realizing his spiritual body. He knows that's where the activity rewards him. So you got to tussle ahead, and I'm sorry, but that's what you got to do to get to it. You've got to keep working it. Then you should have a goal. I would tell you that my goal is to be able to touch the spiritual body at will at the beginning. To be able to find it quickly, meditate into it. There is a spiritual body waiting for someone who has to be healed. But I wouldn't be satisfied with that. That's going to happen. We're going to do a lot of that. But Spirit says you can't divide the garment. Now, I've got to learn, and you've got to learn, and make very careful notice of this. You've got to learn how to live in the spiritual body 24 hours a day. Now, you say, well, that's impossible. I have certain functions that cannot perform in the spiritual body. I don't think I'll go into that. I'll point out to you that if you're caught in a physical body, you've got a problem. If you don't get into the spiritual body 24 hours a day, forget going to the fifth heaven, the fifth world. You just won't be admitted. You've got to be totally spiritual to enter the fifth world. That can't be any simpler. That's the requirement. How you make the transition from spirit to matter, from matter to spirit, depends on your personal self alone. I can't help you at the start. No one can help you do it. You've got to make up your mind that I've got to do it. This, I've got to walk alone. It's a hard, hard decision. Now, meditation then becomes very vital. Everyone who has meditated with me on anything and who has had results knows that they have been in the spirit. And they've been content to come into the spirit occasionally. Now you're being told that occasionally won't do. You've got to convert yourself into a spiritual being. Now, you may drop out of the infant way. You may redouble your efforts. I don't know what you'll do. I just know that if you are not spirit, there's no place for you in a spiritual movement. That's clear enough. And if you are spirit, you live an enchanted life. I'm going to assume that 9/10 of you intend to make the conversion. By hook or by crook, however you do it, you're going to do it. And it's the same for anyone. The only way they can learn it is to try it. The only way they can develop a capacity is to keep trying. Until they can see in themselves, I know that I'm making progress. There's something that I'm doing that I can't do through anyone, and I can't do with anyone. It's something that I do. And you'll have to face the fact that you're leading a solitary life when you do it. Some of us don't have any choice because we've had all we can take of this world, and where it leads us is exactly where we don't want to go. So we're going to take a hard knock. Going to be tough. And yet, the toughness is more important than anything in the world for the one who's doing it. It may even alienate you for a while from your friends. The tough part is it may alienate you from your home. But you'll find a way. You know, you're not going to talk about what you do. You're not going to say, excuse me, I've got to go find my spiritual buddy. You'll just be doing it. I don't think you're going to have to make serious changes in diet and that sort of thing if you haven't made it already. Or not swimming or swimming, doing athletics or not doing. It's all a matter of concentrating on what you have to do. Now let's say we were in the midst of our training to get there. We know we're going to meditate in probably the morning, but maybe at night after work, whatever you want to do. And for 1 hour a day, maybe a half hour now and a half hour later. Let's take a sample. It's different when you have a different purpose. And our purpose now is to get so still that we're able to go inside. And maybe, perhaps, we find that we, instead of going in as a human being, just the way we had, we might begin to float around a little bit inside and say to myself, how come I'm floating? What is that about? You know that you're making progress if you begin to feel the floating. Like you're not anchored. And start doing it and thinking spiritual body. It will help to know that your spiritual body is always present. There is no time that it's gone. It will help to know that the only time you're alive, well, that's not fair. You're always alive, but the only time that you are realizing that you're alive is when that spiritual body is working. And if you have the experience of it, I think you will know that you've come into a new level of yourself. something you didn't know you could do, something you didn't know you had, will start to call attention to the fact that you have touched me, you have reached me. And Columbus did it his way. This is a Columbus activity. You're finding a new world. We are finding the new spiritual world. And I want to find it. I want to move in it. I want to know that when I move my body, I'm not moving a physical body. Something is happening in a different way. And I've got to find it. If I don't find it, I'm not going anywhere. I might as well be just a traffic cop on the corner. And if you don't find it, you're not going anywhere. We have to find our spiritual bodies. So I would practice every day that time, vary the times as you want, but when you're meditating, keep your inner eye open for when you feel something special. And it goes like this sometimes. Something happens inside. Like something seems, well, you can't describe the feeling, it's just different. Something flattens out and something is lost, something comes in, something happens. And you say, what is this new thing? And after a while, you may think, I found my spiritual body. And it may check out. You may find that this is something that goes wherever I go. It's something I never knew I had. And it may identify itself suddenly. It lives, and what was alive in you is not alive. Something else is alive. This is wonderful. That is your spiritual body. Something comes alive in you. You don't know what it is. What can I do about it? I can't even control it. It does what it wants to do. But I feel it. I know it's alive, something. I feel a certain life in me I never felt before. And that's your first experience with the spiritual body. When you have that experience, you're on your way. That's the beginning of a change of your life. And everything you do to get to that point is so worthwhile that you want to do it all over again as quick as you can. It feels like you that was there stopped. Something else began. You can't place your hand on it. It's invisible. You don't know what it is, but something else is happening to you as if you were changing life, making an exchange of living one way to another way. It's one of the most important things you will ever have done. And you'll probably mistake it a few times. One day, it'll finalize itself and say to you, without saying a word, I am the beginning of your spiritual body. You're not creating me. I existed long before you ever came into creation. But you're just finding me. I've been here trillions of years, but you're just finding me. You're getting to know that I am your spiritual body. And when that happens, you're being reborn. You may as well face it, you're being reborn. And that's what we're trying to do, and that's what we're going to do. That's why it's such a, first of all, a beautiful message, and such a secret message. We're trying to do what no one thinks can be done, what no one had an idea of doing. And you can see why we're secret. And this is the way of the masters, learning it. No hands that can use on it, no, they can't use a physical instrument to help them. They've got to locate it in whatever way they can, and it's invisible. How do you think Joel did it? You know, he did it quite simply. Hard work. It does itself. You don't do it. You can't do it. You can't make a physical body. You can't make a spiritual body. All you can do is keep your inner ear tuned so that whatever changes occur, you are recording. And there will be a time when something of an important nature will be occurring, and you will say to yourself, this is the moment when I become aware that there is a something in me that's going to develop. It's invisible. My stomach isn't going to get bigger, or my shoulder is going to move, or anything physical. It's totally invisible. It has no weight, no size, nothing. And I'm looking for that needle in the haystack. Now let's try to meditate, and we'll try to point out some things. As you meditate, there are several possibilities that happen. One is, you start to meditate on top of your head, and you're looking for lights, and you feel that when something happens up there, you're looking, you're getting out. Okay. There's another way in this that may surprise you. As you meditate, something happens down in you. It's like digging roots, and there's a time when you feel it inside, deep. You don't know what's happening, but it's like digging a new plant, and then it's going to sprout later. There's that feeling. There may be others. There's a third in which it doesn't happen inside you. It seems to be out there. You don't know why, but it's out there. And yet, it's you. I point out these possibilities because don't get any idea that you're going to do it your way, what you want to do. It's going to tell you what it wants to do. And it's very elusive and so forth. I certainly hope we get some responses that give us hope that we're making progress. Someone will write in and say, something happened, I can't explain. Yeah, you're getting to feel your spiritual body. Is that what's happening?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's encouragement. And when you get a little encouragement like that, somehow it speeds up things and gets a deeper impression. That's the way we'll come into it. You are embarking on a totally new thing. Columbus was, you might say, an outer sign of an expansion. And this inner sign is the voyage of Columbus all over again in the invisible. This voyage is made by your consciousness. Everything has warned you that there's a moment when there are things to do that can't be done, and you'll find this is one of them. And you will do what can't be done. I promise you, you will do what can't be done. It's the most difficult thing we know, and yet when you accomplished it, because it's so difficult, you know you have accomplished something.